West Coast ports from Seattle to San Diego are idle today. The shipping companies locked out union dock workers last night. The Pacific Maritime Association, which represents the shippers, says the union staged a slowdown to gain leverage in contentious contract negotiations. The union denies that and says its members are ready to work. Meanwhile, months of negotiations have produced little visible progress in resolving the main issue, how to use new technology to make West Coast ports more efficient. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
West Coast dock workers may be locked out, but they've been showing up at the ports anyway to protest. In Los Angeles, there were loud demands for the shipping companies to make a deal with the 10,500 longshore workers who handle cargo on the West Coast. Outside of Terminal 18 in Seattle, union members were less boisterous, but just as concerned about the conflict that has defied solution. John DeQuisto is on the staff of Local 52.
I don't see where that favors the shippers. They need to move this cargo right now for the Christmas season coming up and all. It makes no sense to me why the shippers would unilaterally just lock us out like this. It's really caught a lot of guys off guard here.
Maybe it shouldn't have. The Pacific Maritime Association, or PMA, has said all along that if the union staged a slowdown, the result would be a lockout. The PMA tried a brief temporary lockout over the weekend, which it called a cooling-off period. But instead, the lockout just poured gasoline on the fire. Tom Edwards, a member of the bargaining committee for the shipping companies, says that when the ports reopened Sunday morning, the slowdown continued.
Some of the tactics they used were not providing us with qualified workers. They did not provide us skilled crane operators. Containers that were being processed in terminal yards, and you can imagine the hundreds of acres, they were mislocated so that people are going to have to physically go out and locate these containers now. The union, in essence, struck us through their job action.
Edward says the lockout will end if the union agrees to extend the old contract that expired on July 1st while the new one is being negotiated. The union has rejected that. No union official was available to address the issue by our deadline. The outcome of this conflict may determine the future of the ports. $300 billion worth of goods came through West Coast ports last year, and cargo is expected to double in the next decade. The shipping companies want to use scanners, sensors, and network computers to create a seamless system for tracking containers on both sides of the ocean. But the union is afraid that will cost jobs, particularly those of the marine clerks who keep cargo records by hand. The shipping companies have promised to retain all the current marine clerks, but the union wants jurisdiction over any new jobs created by technology. So far, the employers have refused. Some economists say that a shutdown of the West Coast ports could cost the economy $1 billion a day. Robin Lanier is the executive director of the West Coast Waterfront Coalition, which represents such major importers as Target and Walmart. She says that if the lockout continues for much longer, it could make for a very dreary Christmas season.
Not having a full complement of merchandise at Christmas or missing a delivery date, like, for example, you want to have the toy on the shelf for the day after Thanksgiving. If it's not there, you're likely to lose sales since that day after Thanksgiving is the largest shopping day in the calendar year. And this is a segment of the U.S. economy that everybody is hoping is going to perform very well in the fourth quarter to get us out of this recession that we're in.
Economic fallout from lockouts and strikes often disrupts the communities where they take place. But if this labor dispute continues for very long, everyone in the country will likely be sharing the pain. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.